And your father's?
Mother was a... Now that's the ancestry that I was talking about being Dutch. I think the my mother was a, I believe they are Irish.
Irish. Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother, I think, was part Indian. She had some Indian blood in her, I remember hearing her talk about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Those are the data we take down for each community. Oh, I meant to ask about how large is Elbridge?
You mean the population or just...
Yes, sir. About how many?
Oh, it's not, I don't know. It's not incorporated. It's not even close.
Just a little village. It's
we've got a bank and a nice grocery store and a post office and a service station. That's all the businesses are there.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 35 boxes there at the post office. I guess people there in Elbridge want to get some mail there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that'd be about what the population of it is.
Mm-hmm. About 30 families or so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's on the Exxon map that I have, but it's not on the Tennessee state map. It's issued by the Department of Highway, so you may want to protest that. Save local pride. I wonder on the back of this whether you would make a sketch of the home that you remember as a child. Different rooms. And,
all right. I think I can talk to you. How big a sketch do you want?
Just large enough so that we can read.
Okay.
The names of the rooms and where the chimneys and windows were. Yes, I'd be glad if you'd explain it to them as you go along.
Well, I don't think I'm getting this to scale.
That's okay.
That was a long porch down there on the south side. Now there was a chimney right here. And the front door went into a hall. Let's see, there's a room right here. And the dining room. And then the kitchen. And then out of the kitchen, there was a little room. And a little pantry. And there was another chimney. And there was a cistern on the porch right here. And the steps that went out to a deep well right here under had a shed over it. The door went out of the dining room, a door went out of this room.